Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is August 3rd, which means it's the third day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2019, and I am here with another fast album review as I digitize my vinyl collection into, well, online digital wave files for who knows what I'll do with them someday, maybe listen to them, but at least I know if the house burns down, I won't lose my collection. That's one idea. Today's album is Billy Joel, An Innocent Man, and this is an interesting one because I remember the first time I had heard Uptown Girl on the radio. This was a departure from what you'd heard from Billy Joel in the past with his 52nd Street and other albums where it was clearly Billy Joel singing. This sounded more like Frankie Valli. This album was more doo-wop and more, very 50s vibe in this thing. So it was refreshing, it was different, it was interesting, and for whatever reason, I purchased this one while I was working at the Roller Rink, rather than making the Roller Rink purchase it themselves, and then making a tape of that, as was often the case. But the album art that you will see has my name on it, because I had left it at the Roller Rink for quite some time so that they could use it. So this has some serious wear on it. And it came out in scratches. There's a number of these albums as I digitize them that have some, not only the hisses and the pops that you would expect from the vinyl, and I'm leaving them in there. I'm not cleaning these up in any way. But as I was recording it, I hit some of these skips. And I got frustrated at first and went, I think I'll leave those in there because it's very authentic that this is vinyl and it does skip, and that's what happened. This is how you listen to them in the 70s and 80s and, well, even today, if you can still listen to them. So I am leaving the skips in there. The track lineup for this on side one is Easy Money and Innocent Man. That was a very popular one on the radio. The Longest Time, which I believe was also got some radio play. This Night, which has the chorus, is actually words over a Ludwig van Beethoven tune. So you might recognize that. I believe there was another country music singer that did that. I don't recall the artist, but the title of the song was Midnight Blue. And I knew those before I actually listened to the Beethoven one. I went, oh, this is where it comes from. Okay, so they borrowed some tracks from that. And then the final track on side one is Tell Her About It, which I'm sure you all know. Then we get Uptown Girl, Careless Talk, Christy Lee, Leave a Tender Moment Alone, and closing out the side two is Keeping the Faith. Now, this is where it got interesting because there's a big note on the back highlighted in orange that says don't play, and if you open up the sleeve with the lyrics on it, it also says don't play. When I worked at the Roller Rink, it is a very Christian-based family, love them to pieces, and there were a number of songs we were not allowed to play. This one, because they mentioned My Old Man's Trojans and Making It with a Redhead Girl in the Back of a Chevrolet, words to that effect. That was considered offensive and not something you want to be playing for 8-year-olds at a roller rink. So, yeah, I understand that as a parent and may not have understood it when I was 18, but I respected their decision because I was their employee. And, that was the vibe there. So that's, we didn't have a lot of harder rock. I think we had some Van Halen from 1984. We did not play Panama. But we did have a number of other songs that we could. I mean, there was no Judas Priest, there was no Led Zeppelin, which is, you can debate all you want and go, what? No, what? What was wrong with that? That was the rules and we followed them. But Keeping the Faith was off the playlist. But there were a bunch of other good songs on this album that I do like. And now that is in my digital collection. And hopefully, if any of these inspire you to go back and listen to these or get a song stuck in your head, that's fine with me. So until tomorrow, I will bring you another one. This is Chuck signing off. The frequency is clear or something like that. Bye.